Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Listen to Jane today at 4:05. She's got the final code word for the last chance to win passes to Bottle Rock 2022. Jane, you're playing a game called Friday.
You know, it's weird when I'm sitting here singing by myself. You know, the radio's on all over the Bay Area and beyond, and you're hearing Adam Levine. But I'm singing to myself here in my wife's studio or office, yeah. And I'm thinking, I might be better than him. I really am a good singer.
You are.
You guys are really missing a giant piece of the show. While he's singing and taking over all the mic time,
let's go ahead and hear a little of that.
Can we get a karaoke track going for him? No, I don't have that.
It's up there with his dancing.
Oh my God! Between his dancing, his singing, and his acting skills, the guy's a triple threat.
Thank you so much. You're a nice lady. I appreciate that.
Look, I know it feels so good to sing. I see you. I see you singing in there sometimes. I can't hear you during the breaks, but I sure can see you. You're damn right, I do. Nothing makes me happier than. Go ahead. The pouring rain. Go, Vinny.
I don't know the words.
Baskets meant to stay a while, and she will be loved, and she will be loved.
That hurt.
Great. That was
Thank you.
Incredible.
Oh, my word.
Boy, it got hot in here all of a sudden.
I agree.
My big mouth.
Oh,
what was I thinking?
I
got to get the sweatshirt off. Anyway, this Alice report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For nearly 60 years, Fremont Bank has been community focused. And last year, they provided funding that went toward food insecurity, housing, healthcare, education, and more. Visit FremontBank.com to learn more about community banking.
I will. Thank you.
And for the record, I sound a lot better when mixed in with Adam Levine. It turns out that's the key ingredient. I got to have
Play it again.
Never mind. Listen to me. This is important. Turn that down right now.
Beautiful.
Oh, you go. Yeah, let's hear you.
No. I want to hear you.
I don't know the words at all.
Just do the "and she will be loved" part. Here we go. Two, one, two, three. And she will be loved. And she will be loved. In the pouring rain.
Oh, did I miss your backup vocals? Okay, well,
anyway. You're all right.
Hey, listen, the Niners play the Cowboys this Sunday at 1:30. That's where you need to be.
Okay.
This is appointment television. Niners at Cowboys, 1:30. We're going for the upset.
Yeah.
Go Niners.
I'm going to be upset if they don't get the upset.
Yeah, me too.
Bum, 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 bum.
Come on, Niners.
Get it.
You got this. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
They don't call him Dal Ass for nothing. You gotta go kick that ass.
Nice, sir.
Thank you.
I've told you guys before, my wife's sister's husband is just a Dallas Cowboys. So this is Uncle Mo. He's a Dallas Cowboys fan beyond belief. He's one of those guys. He's like
For no reason.
Well, whatever his reason is, he's a guy who will say, I can't come to Thanksgiving. The Cowboys are on. Or I can't.
You know, we have a TV, right?
Leave. No, no. He has to watch the game with no interference. No talking. Mm-hmm. No interference.
Those are annoying people.
Well, he's doing him. He's mm-hmm. doing his thing. But I will be prank calling him this weekend during the Niners-Cowboys game.
Just a heads up, any phones say who's calling now. I don't want you to. It's not 1985 anymore.
You're right.
Star 69 still works though, right?
Or that's 67. Not
oh, can you star 67 and hide your thing?
Oh, good. Coco saying though. Yes. That's what I do, star 67, and then I can call. And
then you put the phone number in, and then you're
okay,
anonymous.
Okay, good. Great.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Probably shouldn't talk about that here, but whatever. Hey, Gen X, that's me. I'm Gen X. I don't. Are you Gen
yeah.
X, Sarah?
I am.
You
Gen
are
X.
As well. Okay. Gen X, they say here, Gen X is cool, has been bleeding out for years now.
Yes, that is true.
What the
we
heck?
Used to be the cool kids. We were listen, we were the cool kids. Gen X, like, you know, it was awesome being Gen X. Until it wasn't.
Right. Gen X is now old enough to get their own museum. In October, the Illinois State Museum in Springfield will open an exhibit called Growing Up X. And it's dedicated to, and I never thought about it this way, but they're right, the last generation to have an analog childhood.
Yeah. That's really true. Because by the time you go, well.
Yeah, a lot of stuff was still analog for me. I was around
you know what, though?
Tapes and
CDs.
Yeah, but that was like 90s, I think. That was
No,
80. Right?
80 oh, yes, after the cassettes for mm-hmm. sure. But like I think 84, 85, CDs started happening. So by the time you were old enough to be buying music, you were buying digital music. Even
yeah,
if you
so
weren't.
You probably had access to analog
yeah,
stuff like cassettes,
right.
VHS tapes, landline
albums.
Phones.
Yeah. Yes.
But this technology was moving fast.
It was around, but expensive probably.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's...
Wow.
Unfortunate.
I realized we were getting old when they did a Gen X version, like a Gen X versus millennials or something
on Survivor.
Mm-hmm. And I went, who are all these old people who are supposedly in my generation? Then I saw a mirror and went, oh, yeah, look at that. I wish that I could be like the cool kids. Yep.
Oh, wow.
We had our day, though, as cool kids. You
anyway.
Know, that's the thing. You think you're cool now? You won't be soon. Don't get too used to it.
Right.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, well, your kid's going to tell you how uncool you are really soon. Dad.
A bar in... Let me find out.
A bar.
This might be Ireland.
You got a full bar?
A place called the Alt Bar. Oh, there it is. The Alt Bar in Ireland.
Oh,
doesn't want to hear your thoughts on the pandemic. They've got a COVID fine jar. You bring up COVID in the bar, you're dropping $2 in the jar. You might as well
$2 a pop.
You know, like a cuss jar.
Yeah,
the
sure.
Kids, well, this bar is saying, we don't want to hear your thoughts on this. We're all here to not think about COVID. Thank you.
Yeah. We're here to drink away the COVID pain. You're
speaking
crushing
drinks,
our vibe.
Budweiser's hiding 10,000 golden cans of beer in specially marked packs throughout the U.S. If you find one, it looks like you have a chance at $1 million.
Oh.
So if you're a Bud drinker, I mean, you're going to get Bud anyway.
Yeah. Dad,
I was never a
up.
Bud guy. Did you drink plain Budweiser?
I mean, if it was available... And I didn't have any.
Oh,
other
well,
choice.
Good point. I mean, I would drink anything that was there, obviously.
Right.
Duh. But I
if
mean,
someone offered me a beer and they didn't say you can choose between these five and they just handed me a Budweiser. Yeah, Bud Long Neck. Sure. I've drank plenty of those.
Okay.
You must have, too.
I drank a lot of stuff. Yes, absolutely. But I didn't order Bud. I would be like, OK, there's Bud. I'll take it. It's beer. And I don't even have ID to buy beer. So I'll take what I can get. Durr, George. Anyway, the golden can thing is a big deal. So if you're into drinking your Budweiser, you're going to want to look this up. They've got a deal going right now where you can win $1 million. You got to find the golden Budweiser cans.
So you got to look for the specially marked packages, Dad.
Yep.
You can't just pick up any Bud.
Right.
Look for the and cans. I think he's a can guy. Oh, look at that. That is $1 million Bud can. Look at that. It's red. It's gold. It's royal looking.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's the Niner king of colors. Beer. Yeah, it is Niner colors. 100% Niner colors.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting. We know online life greatly affects real life often.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a wave gets going and suddenly someone's out of work or someone has a new job, you know, just based on a people politicking on their behalf or, right. you know, maybe someone gets out of a conservatorship. Who knows? There's lots of weird things that happen.
All kinds of things happen online. Really affects real life. Okay. So it is real life in its way.
Right. So here's your story. A lot of neighbors deal with this, too. A judge outside of Detroit is catching crap online, though, after threatening to throw a cancer patient in jail because he hasn't been keeping up his yard work.
Oh.
His neighbors apparently, and very unkindly, they must not know him very well for them to have complained that he was violating a city ordinance. They ended up in a Zoom hearing on Monday, and this guy's got lymphoma. You can hear him struggling to breathe, apparently, in the video. His son was on the call with him and said, I've been out of the country. I usually help my dad. He hasn't been able to do that. His dad's been too sick to take care of his yard himself. The judge's name is Alexis Crott, and she's got no concern for his cancer. She saw the picture of the alley behind his house with the weeds everywhere and said, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself."
Oh, this
She said, "I'd throw you in jail if I could, but find him $100 instead, because that's all she could do to him." Over 35,000 people have now signed a petition to fire that chick right there.
Yeah.
That judge right there. 35,000
so
people.
Uncaring.
Have said, screw that lady.
So callous. Like, the guy's got cancer. Give him a pass. Okay, so there's some weeds. Look, it is overgrown. It's not. It actually looks terrible.
So what? Neighbors. Your neighbors.
Yeah.
You know the guy. Remember when I lived in San Mateo?
Yeah.
My next door neighbor had cancer.
Yeah.
And that guy was, he was an old Navy dude. He was a badass. And him and I became friends. But he was sick. He was going through hell. And he'd be out there mowing his lawn and drooling on himself because he couldn't control. It was terrible.
Oh.
And I would help him as best I could. But one of the things that was happening to him is he would overheat in like 2 seconds.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's from a normal side effect of whatever treatment he was getting. But he had to do it in pieces throughout a whole day just to mow the lawn. So give the guy a break, neighbors, and show up and do it for him.
Well, maybe it was like you said, sometimes when I lived in St. Louis, we had an alley between our houses. So like everybody's garages faced each other and you'd access your garage by going down the side alley.
Sure.
And I didn't know any of those people because they were pulling into garages in their cars and no one hung out in the alley. I guess kids maybe did, but I can see why the back end, they don't know who lives there. They don't know this guy's story, but now they do know. So be a good neighbor.
Yeah.
Cut down his yard.
Sheesh. You don't even have to make it perfect. Just take a machete back there. Hack all that crap down.
Get one of those weed whackers. Take
Put it
down.
In a trash bag and haul it off for the guy.
Where'd you say this was?
This was in, hold on.
It does, that looks like a St. Louis alley. I mean, I suppose all alleys look the same. Bunch of garage doors and gate.
Hmm. Oh,
I loved having an alley. An alley is awesome.
Michigan.
Oh, Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, that judge is fretting for her gig right now because 35,000 people have said, I want her fired. So we'll see how that goes for her. Yikes.
How do you become a judge?
I think you run.
You either
run or you're appointed. It depends. But
they don't just like pick, like, you've been a lawyer long enough. What a fine job you've done. Time for you to become a judge.
Oh, like an automatic step
I don't
up.
Know. I have no idea.
No, I
That's
think you
asking.
Have to decide you want to do that. Mm. I'm not sure, though. Someone can. Oh, no, you can't. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Our text machine's not working today.
I just came out of
Why? We don't go in for regular tune-ups? Like, what could possibly have changed from yesterday? I don't get it. All right, anyway.
They're working on it.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I got the
Great.
Note.
Good.
A teacher in Kentucky is blowing up on TikTok because she has a plan every day. She does her hair and makeup at night instead of in the morning.
But what?
She has to wake up early for school, which yeah. I read that note and go, that's not early enough to have to do your crap at night. What's wrong with you?
Get up 15 minutes.
But look, I also am a morning person and always have been.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I used to torture my brother, Jan. You know him, Sarah.
I do. Good looking.
And thank you. And Jan would be, and I just assumed it was that brother thing. But he was not a morning guy, and he used to just cry to my mom in the morning at the breakfast table, please make him stop. Please make him stop. And I used to think, what is your problem?
Picturing the two of you little.
Oh. Yeah. But anyway, so I had a girlfriend who also had a serious struggle getting up in the morning, and she was hostile, like really needed an hour, a full hour before she was capable of saying anything
civilized,
remotely civilized. Like,
I'm gonna
like
need coffee and for you to get out of here for an hour.
Yeah, like unkind, like the kind of person that would, through gritted teeth, would go, I'm gonna kill you, and I'm not kidding. And I'd be like, whoa, you are, whew.
I'll
this
see
the same
you
girl
11.
As last night, huh? All right.
Wow. You couldn't get enough of me then.
Right. Anyway, so she says, that's my problem. I am not a morning person, so she does everything before bed and sleeps like that. Then she can just wake up and go.
But how does she keep, I mean, does she like lay in a straitjacket on her back on the bed and that's how she sleeps?
I don't know, but
I'm
know
looking
that...
at her. It's not worth it, lady. Just...
Well, she looks fine.
Sure, she does look presentable. But she's got like a full-on airbrushed, multi-layer... She's a teacher. What is she, dating one of the kids in the class?
Like, no, but she wants
sure?
to look presentable.
Sure?
She's part of the community. Teachers end up knowing all the parents. Even when they go to the grocery store, they're like, hey, there's Mrs. Krabappel. And, you know... There's the
I love Mrs. Krabappel.
The local school teacher, second grade school teacher that everybody's met is there at the grocery store
I just
getting
think she's
fingered.
A little by the pointing fingers at her.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Okay.
Well,
right.
What
she
else?
Can do whatever she wants. I don't know how she keeps it all from rubbing off on her pillow.
Many
Maybe
people have said this is really bad for your skin.
Yeah.
But she said, I've been doing this for a decade and never had breakouts. Pardon
oh
me.
My. Sure.
Anyway, oh my I just God. Thought, wow, well, there's a way.
It would save you time in the morning because it what she does is pretty elaborate. Like what she's showing in that thing, that does look like she'd have to get up an hour early. I think
you
if your makeup takes an hour, you need to change your makeup.
Do you remember in high school how these things would come out when people would spend the night at a friend's house or that someone would go, you can't believe what so-and-so does. And then it would spread, like a rumor would spread about whatever,
right.
like,
right.
you know.
That whole family walks around naked all the time.
Whatever, right. Whatever thing it is. There was this really hot girl that everybody knew. She was popular. Yeah. And in high school, people started spreading this rumor that that girl never changes her makeup. She stays made up through the day. Made
and
up
and just reapplies.
And reapplies for school and...
But doesn't she shower?
I don't know, but I remember that rumor. Like, when I was looking at that story, I thought, oh, I remember that rumor being just vicious because people were mean.
Well,
and it was her
mean,
friends yeah. that spread the rumor. They were people that she spent the night, you know?
Yeah.
High school. Yuck.
Because they all went in there to wash their faces for bed, and she was
oh,
just
oh, look
like,
at me. I went way too long. We have to go.
Well, all right, we're going to take a quick break. When you come back, make sure you ask about the brownies before you eat them, okay? Ask about the brownies.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.